Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready.
Ha ha! Yeah. You done rocking with the best. Yeah. Hot Talk Radio. ATL yeah. Finest. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
We got Lady Libra. China Doll. JD, a.k.a. the Black God Kid. T, a.k.a. the Professor. What up, Fat? Polo. Kiwoo. What's up, Sean?
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
It's your lady leaving coming through your speakers. I'm tickled as always because you know I have a unique life and it's always something strange going on. Now this is a reality show, but I do kind of like have a little skeleton that I try to go by. I cleaned up my room and now I can't find shit. So I'm mad and but you know it's all good. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Fat probably lost it when she was out here. The other night, we was up all night. But I'm going to find my shit. I'm going to keep right on looking while I talk. But in the meantime, I want to welcome everybody to Selective and Seductive Sunday. And I want to start off by wishing all my friends a happy birthday. To have the birthday today. So we're going to start off with my Freaknik ATL friends. Be sure to join the freaknikatl.name.com page because, you know, we're affiliated with them now, J.K. Jones. So, you know, I have to represent for those over there as well as my tag and Facebook friends. So I'm going to start off with, you know the name, you know how they do it, all this secret identity shit, like we give a fuck and we really going to know who they are. Hey, it's whatever. But Keen Martin, Fresh Deluxe, this is shit I be talking about right here. Reed, L.A. Marshall, Michael Smith, Tony Jackson, PHH. Don't ask me. DX to the fullest, Monica, Peepson, Green, Triple X, Mike Flo, Stefan, Delisha Williams, Sexy Vader Girl 82, Joey Digital, Kadeem, Talisa Wilson, Natasha Banks, Q434, K. Michelle Williams, Bernard Rutledge, Marty Cunningham, Joshua Williams, Jay Brown, some person named Southside, Nicole Ray. Those are my friends over at freakatl.mean.com. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Then my tag friend, Mikey025. You know what? I'm going to stop doing this shit. Because this just don't make sense. And then my friend over at Facebook, Tina Neal. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. So, we want to start with giving our shouts out to our promoters. We got APE, GME. Of course, we got Apple J. YOLO Entertainment, The Affiliates, Twin Productions, EOFAM, Six Figures, MPM Entertainment, Dirty Boy Social Club, Dirty Girl Social Club, Course Dub Beats, Freaknik ATL 2011. So, where do I go from here? You know, last Thursday, we had blew the system out with all the callers. Everything was wonderful, except when everybody tries to wait till we get into the show or we start talking and drinking and stuff and whatever it is that some of us do. Then everybody wants to call at one time, and then what happens? Nobody can get through. So, those of you all who are near your computers, listen from your computers if you can, because everybody doesn't necessarily want to speak, and I understand that. So if you could, you know, extend that courtesy of listening from your computer, it would be greatly appreciated. That way we can leave the lines open for those that actually want to contribute to the conversation. Because of the traffic that we received last Thursday, because you all know that Libra got married, and you know, I'm married. I'm married now. Thanks to DJ Peasy, who's the officiant. I decided to extend the topic from Thursday. ATL, ATL, Hot Talk Radio is a beast right now. We got the hottest thing smoking, and we have the numbers to prove it. We shut the system down on Thursday. No one could get through because everyone was trying to call at the same time. Once again, we love our listeners and we do care. So therefore, I'm going to repeat the topic from Thursday. I'm going to ask you to start calling at 9 so we won't have the same incident from Thursday. The topics are why successful, independent, and wealthy women are single. Why does success, power, and wealth drive men away from monogamy or a committed relationship? Why does it seem like the less money or power a person has, the better the sex is with them? ATM, we need to get down. Let's do it. So, I'm going to take a break, get in my mode, do what it is that Lady Libra does, and then we're going to get the show started. Thank you. cool background set. Because you know I'm kind of our cousin.
Well, hey, hello to you.
No, don't be hell on me, you DJing while I'm trying to bring you on the L. PZ.
I'm here.
Hey.
What's up? One time, Big PZ checking in live from the Fry House, Jacksonville, Florida. You know I'm here.
What's up, Hot Talk? This is girl.
What's going
time.
On? One time for Hot Talk Radio.
I mean, I'm going to ask a question. Why am I such a misfit?
Why what?
Why am I such a misfit?
Yeah, because you crazy,
too.
What part of
the
city
you think
you're
a misfit?
Hell yeah, I tell
her she missed. Don't laugh, that's the problem.
But, you know, it don't even matter because you love me. It's like you could call me whatever you want to because the love is still there.
Yeah, I do. You don't
think
I'm sick, though. You know, a lot of people like
me. Just ask me what outline what we told me doing. I cleaned up. Look,
what's happening?
I called myself cleaning up the room, and then I can't find their outline for the show. So you know we really free. You know we a reality, and I have been drinking, but they don't have anything to do with it.
I was just, I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth. I'm like, man, you been drinking?
Yeah, but what that got to do with anything?
Hey. If you like it, I love it.
Sean, know I keep everything in one spot, even in my car. Everything.
But can I say something since we talking? You know, since we talking, we in the trust tree right now, right?
Do you love me though?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But we in the trust tree right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was gonna call in, and I did get your message that said call, right?
Right.
But when I saw that, I said, well, dog, you know, I need to discuss this about why these ladies is still single. The playoffs is on, and the game is getting good, and then here you come with this text.
Oh, so
I mean, really?
So what you want me to do? You want me to, so you think that everybody watching the playoffs, and you want me to just go on pause and just, because, I mean, I mean.
No, I guess the question that I need to be asking is, do you hassle your man while he's trying to watch the game? Are you letting your husband watch the game right now? You're still married, right?
My husband is sitting right here. He's not watching the game. He's watching me. Baby, say hello to CL.
That's the problem.
Say hello again because Steve didn't hear you.
What's up,
ATL? Oh, man. How's it going, bro?
Well, now you know what I'm talking about tonight.
How's
he ain't gonna talk about you, but brother, I'm about to get you. I mean, I'm bringing on me a little song, so you know I'm about to get you.
How's the honeymoon?
Because you wonder why? Because, see, I'm a female. I got a drink in my hand, and I'm listening to the game. You understand? Well, I'm on the phone with Hot Talk Radio. I'm doing my hostess duty. You a man. You don't watch sports?
You want me to cut the TV on?
Cut the damn TV on. I mean, he can't do nothing but sit there and play with his lips and look at your ass right now. That's all you want for? Let a man be a man. It's all right.
Hold on. I want you to say that loud and clear and slow down when you said it. Go, Sean.
Let a man be a man. It's
all
right.
It's all right.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. On the outside, go give him some head. You know, call him out. He'll be good. He might cut the game out for a quarter.
I'll kick you.
If he wins.
Halftime's a good time.
What time is the game on?
The game on.
The game is on TNT.
Who? ABC?
TNT.
What kind of game is it, dog?
Turn up network television.
Well, no, what kind of game is it? Is it golf or football? I mean, what game is on?
Football season is over, darling, and I'm going to need you to know that. It's basketball season and it's the playoffs. See, this is what we're talking about on the single shit. Right here.
I'm not
doing
no more.
The way you're going, you might end up there. I'm trying to help you out right now because you seem like you ignorant to the fact, and that just means you don't know. That's not a negative thing.
Please, Lady Libra, I look good.
Wow.
I'm Lady Libra. Nobody leaves Lady Libra. You understand? Do you hear me? Say
yes. Yes.
Okay, y'all gotta get it together. I get crazy.
I just wanted to say that when you sent me that text, that just I just wanted to get that thought out on the air. I know
there
some of the fellas do this.
Because I swerved on him today when I talked to him. I kind of swerved. I said. I just swerved on you.
I just talked to Swerve. He should be calling in a minute.
Because I swerved on him earlier. He said swerve on him, baby. Swerve on him. That's how a girl swerve. How do a dude swerve?
How does a dude swerve?
Yeah, because I go
from left to right. You got to keep it between the lines. And that's why we call him Swerve, because he just can't do it. He earned that name. You believe that. That ain't just nothing that we just call him. He earned that.
But so how
he got his stripes for that name.
How did you get the name Feezy?
Well, Ebonics has a lot to do with my name. Ebonics has a lot to do with my name.
Your name is Elliot. How the hell does Elliot turn into Feezy?
Well, when I was younger, you know, having hoop dreams, my coach started calling me Funky. Because I used to score a lot of points, so you know.
He called you Funyon.
Funky. Funk.
Funky. He called you Stinky?
Funky.
You need to have a talk with him. He called you Stanky.
No, you got to understand the time frame of that, baby. That was like the early 80s. That's what was out. Funk.
That's what
we was doing. We was funky to the beat. We want the funk. That's how they, when I got in the game in high school, that was my theme music. The Chili just sang that. You got to understand, man, I got an ego, too. I know you look good. I'm 6'5", 250 with curly hair. How you feel about it?
Excuse me, did you not remember I just put your picture on a flyer earlier this morning? So I know.
Oh, yeah, it, all the ladies listening, if you go look at the flyer, you'll see me and Swerve G. We're chilling with Twin Productions and Cognac Black. You know what I'm saying?
Cognac Black.
I love it, man. Yeah. And I never met him, but I like what y'all doing up there, you know. Positive thing. You know, that's why I said we got to get that line on. We got to meet the whole crew.
Oh, and if I got official report, we are at 700 motherfucking fans in 3 weeks, baby.
Yay.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Let's do it.
We're doing it.
700. 3 weeks. Damn, those numbers look good. And I was like, I got to get to 700 by Sunday. I got to do it. We got to do it. And we did it. It's official.
You said that, though. You said it.
She did. That's your prop. She did. Said we got to get there.
She called me this morning saying that it had to get there. I thought my Sunday morning was going to be easy. I need this thing to get to 700.
Who is this 593? Is this DJ Sweet?
DJ Sweet is in the building. What's happening?
Hey, you know how we doing over here at High Top Radio? You know it's starting out slow because I didn't know the golf game was on. That's what it is. Basketball. Didn't nobody tell me that basketball was on, and then they trying to make like I'm treating my husband wrong when he can watch TV. Baby, you can watch TV if you want to. I just don't know what channel it come on.
The problem. You're supposed to know that. That's the problem.
You know, we got to watch out for basketball, man. So basketball, football, one, two, my food, baseball. But, you know, we got
the Braves on. Braves on ESPN tonight. They got prime time coverage tonight.
Oh, that was fun, man. You know, we ate time ball all day, man. So we fought with the Braves, too.
Yeah, yeah. I know some diehard Braves fans. Black folks is diehard.
I just want to
go. What's happening?
That man got to get permission to watch TSP.
Shut up. He don't have to get no permission to watch it. He can turn the TV on if he wants to.
But that's my thing. You supposed to already know that. You supposed to check the channel guide early in the day, say, you know what, the playoffs on. I know we're doing the show at 9 o'clock. Let me see if the game on. If the game
first,
on, let me turn it on for him.
First of all, he really on punishment because he got here late. We just came back from eat. So he really on punishment. So he shouldn't watch nothing.
Who paid for dinner?
He did. What you mean?
All right. Well, he can watch whatever the hell he want to. That's another thing you
Hold
need
on,
to learn.
You're such a barbarian.
Please. But we're going to sit you down right quick, okay?
I got to worry about you, Sean, because you watch what we watch. This, I ain't even talking to you.
Sean,
I'm not talking to you, Sean. Sean.
I'm a boy. It's hard.
Not even talking to you, Sean. You're supposed to be with me right now.
I'm with you right now, but you're telling her that because he paid for dinner, that it was okay for him to do whatever he wants to do. Now she gonna give
I
him
didn't say whatever he wanted to do, but I mean, you know, watching the game is something small. I thought it was the small things that count.
Lately,
no, I don't like small things.
Lately, you can get your head on there.
Lord, what I'm going to do with her, man? What I'm going to do?
Wow.
What I'm going to do with that? What I'm going to do with two more dad kids, huh? What I'm going to do with that?
I don't know. she went there. She went there.
I wouldn't even talk about all that, but that's all right. I'm going to mute my phone and watch the game. Y'all go ahead.
No, you don't mute a goddamn thing. What the hell are you?
Yeah, let it live. I want to say that's a good looking on the flight, too, man. I checked that out, too, man. I think that's a good look.
Okay, you like the U.S.
Flyer. Yeah, I saw that thing.
You know what I'm saying? You know I'm always trying to make things more and more official. But I gotta say something about Feezy. I called him on a business tip, and he was, baby, you want this? I said, who the hell he talking to? Baby, come here. I said, hold on. You got a broad over there. That's your girlfriend. So while Feezy talking all that, she was caking today. Him asking.
Oh, you got a girlfriend, Feezy? I didn't know about
it. I was trying to get some breath. So you shut up. You ain't supposed to be adding out there Sandra on app. See? And that's another thing. See, you pencil in your paper in your hand. You need to be writing these things down. All right. What we talk about is confidence in one another. Okay.
Oh, right.
We're supposed to have, you know, but okay. A nigga was trying to get some breakfast. What you want?
What kind of breakfast you want?
Don't worry about it. You done made breakfast.
Yeah,
all right. You all right? You know, I ain't talking to you, Sean. I ain't talking to you, Sean.
All right, guys. I'm just trying to figure this out. Wow.
Sean made breakfast before, so it's all good.
I'm going to tell you what kind of breakfast he was trying to get. You know,
do you make breakfast? Had that man ate a home-cooked meal since y'all been married?
Yes.
Now, I ain't talking about you now. That's no. Not talking about you.
You know what? This show is triple X.
Only if you get it.
I'ma kill you, Feezy. I'ma kill you. Soon as you get your ass up here, just know you're gonna get dead.
Nah.
Yeah. No, we can't kill him. I need to stop jumping the fence tonight.
What
so I can't let you kill him. what I'm drinking. Well, you know, my sister just finished getting her bartender's license.
Oh,
and she
sees us a,
Adrian is official now.
Well, Adrian is official. She's an official alcoholic. She got reason to be an alcoholic now.
Wow.
Wow.
I always had high hopes for her. Still out there, congratulations.
She is, you know, she's doing her thing. You know, I can't say what she does on air, but, you know, she's doing her thing. She's just looking for another outlet of releasing some stress. And always, alcohol is not the best way. Okay.
Tell her come follow your boy, man. We'll put some in the air with a man and got there and kick it.
I don't know why DJ
sounds
like he DJing right now. He can always call What the hell is all that called? It's me.
DJ Sweet.
What's happening?
You must join us at our social. We don't know when we're going to have another social. Hot Talk Radio has to do a coming out luncheon party, another one. So, you know, we hope everyone's in the building. All
you know
our fans who are listening.
You know we got that I forgot to mention the wine mixer, May the 1st. So I'm going to go back and get the flyer and read all of it all over again. But I also, because I did find my paper, I had dug up under some other stuff that I had put away, and threw, you know, and I found the skeleton. And I forgot to mention, please send your birthdays and anniversaries, invites, et cetera, to hottalkradio@gmail.com. Please join our fan page on Facebook, search Hot Talk Radio, 3 words, and there it is. And check out the meme page. I've been working on it. It's developing more and more. It's getting more and more excited. The party boys, wait a minute, yallpartyboys.meme.com have a meme page as well for the yacht parties and all the other events that we'll be having throughout the summer because, you know, the naked you are, the better it is for them.
Be on the lookout for them yacht parties, man. DJ Sweet gonna be in the building, man, on the ones and twos, man.
You gonna be in the building or you gonna be in the yacht?
I'm being in the building, man, in the building. Oh, yeah,
you
in
the building.
No, we're gonna be on the yacht, sweetheart. I don't think we're gonna be in the building anywhere. No,
it's all good, man. You know, I'm just quoting the words from my boy, the Teeter Professor, man. You know how we do, man. I've been hanging around the boy too long.
You know that's crazy because I'm gonna tell y'all something. Me and my cousin, we ain't never just lost contact. But, you know, I'm up here working with the crew, the APEGME, you know what I'm saying? And we throwing parties. And all of a sudden, at the penthouse suite at the mansion, here come my cousin. So I'm like, cuz, what the fuck you doing here? JD,
right.
JD like, that's your cousin? I'm like, yeah. And I ain't talking about I claim that's my blood cousin. So he been hanging out with them on that end, and I'm on this end, and we know. We done ran back in each other. Oh, Bobby, I put Bobby as a friend on Facebook, too.
Okay,
said she was going to listen tonight because she really enjoyed the last show and everything. You know how that goes. Mm. But... y'all know this 3 hours. You know this 3 hours. He want to know how is his queen. I don't know who his queen is, but maybe he got the wrong number.
So, see, listeners, we're going to hit you guys with some new music, some new artists, some up-and-coming artists. Not sure how me and Lazy Leaf are going to work this thing out. So, if you have new music, please send it to our Facebook page, our meme page. We really would love for it to come to our Gmail page. That way, everyone has access to it, to listen to it, to overview it. That way, we'll know if we like it, if you're going to be played, or your feelings going to be hurt. Anything of the above, you know, we welcome all music, all poetry, but this is not Poetic Night, so this is New Music Night. We're going to hit you guys with it. More than likely, I think we said Tuesday, right, Lady Leaver?
I will hope so, providing that I have not downloaded it to the system.
Okay, I'm going to have to get me some of my new music out there, man, so the Hot Talk can check it out.
Yeah, we want the new music so we can hit the A with something new and upcoming, you know. Tell your listeners listening to it, you know, who your fans, who your friends, wherever.
Mm-hmm. So I got to play the music because I got to take a – oh, we got a call. Hi, Carl. I know you can hear us, but don't get discouraged because I got to play a song just, you know, so I can give everybody a moment to get in their mode. This is part of the routine for tonight. Welcome to Hot Talk Radio. Continue to listen. It will be only one song, and then I'm going to let Feezy and Sean unleash the dragon on your head.
We're in the streets, man.
I'm leaning down. Shawty say she like when I route leaning down. Pushed a long way, so you know it going down. Zone 3, Tomoville, we leaning again. Popped a couple of pills and we geeked up again. Hey, what it is, stupid, stupid, fruity sway. Don't you like my sway, baby, don't you like my sway.
What?
What? What? Up from deuces. I grab the mic, I fall back. When I lean down, watch it down, throw them stacks. Another nigga can't swag like me. Spin a whopping one, whopping, get it back like me. Season air fall back, OSC fall back. Jumper south, come and build a whole three fall back.
First I fall back.
Stupid, fruity colors. Some of it a long way. Everybody falling. Stupid, stupid stats. Damn, everybody balling. Word in the three. I've been fucking with Grand Hustle. Say you going crazy. Goddamn, they in trouble. Stupid, fruity swag. Oh man, we be lean. Fall, 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 fall.
First I fall back. Then I lean down. First I fall back. Like a rocket. Ain't my money long. Ain't I?
so big, I'm at a tip-top, ain't I? Choppers in the trunk, I'll make you do the Macarena. Pull up to the floor, yeah, motherfucker, ain't I? All the glad cool, I could buy a bitch canine. Remix, Young LA and T.I., this a banger. Throw you on that thing, you don't hear me trick, ain't I? Big road rushes, and I got them nauseous. We be in Ferraris, the cars with the horses. Ain't I on the pill, ride down deal. Fresh as I could be, made it through my situation. Ain't I blessed as I could be? Ain't I laughing at these haters trying to take a shot at me? They don't know which way to go. I make it easy, follow me. Honestly, ain't I insane? I think that's the way I gotta be. Ain't I so super fly? Boy, ain't nobody hiding me. Ain't T.I. all on TV when he wake up and go to sleep? Everywhere they notice me. Ain't for yourself, just go and see. My community, I'm serving, though they hope I don't succeed. Hear me speak, they're so intrigued. Ain't he snitching? No, indeed. You come with that common flow, your show I have to commandeer. Since I see you can't take over, I'll just have to volunteer. Hey, ain't I your superior? Listen here, bro, you not a peer. I'm so gone once and it ain't funny. Twice the G that I appear. Rep back here so loud and clear. Gon' be gone for about a year. So pay for trail, you gotta hear. But ain't that ain't I out of here? Hey.
Again, because of course it sounds like she's chasing pigs in her background. Let me see. If she riding horses and shit, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna be mistreated. I'm not gonna be mistreated. Let me see if she done got it together. John? Sean? See, Feezy?
I understand. Totally.
This that bullshit I be talking about right here. And then she wonder why I leave her on mute the whole time.
Did you cut the game on yet?
He said he didn't want to watch the game. He want to watch me.
Watch you do what?
Look pretty.
That's it?
Well, you know, that's real easy for me. I mean, that's like, that's nature.
I thought y'all was on y'all honeymoon or some shit like that.
Well, we leave, when I get out the air, we leaving to go out of town for our honeymoon.
Oh, okay. Where y'all going?
Tell them where we going, baby.
Going to a nice resort in about 45 minutes here. Good call.
He's Stevie.
Yes.
Somebody sent me this text message. This has got something to do with our topic. Because a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? We still trying to figure out why the success, well, why the other successful wealthy women are single, because I'm not single no more.
You ain't even in that category no more.
I ain't even a player. I ain't even a player no more. A pimp, I mean, you know my new name is LL Cool T, right?
Yeah, you told me.
Well, But I needed to let the A know that I'm also a Lady Libra, but I'm also a Lady Libra cool tequila. Only in Atlanta, baby. Only in Atlanta.
I know it.
But check this out.
I miss Atlanta.
You need to come on back.
I want to come back for the yacht party, DJ Sweet.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you know, we doing our DJ thing down here, too, me and my boy Swerve G. But, like, I know how it goes down in Atlanta, and I would love to be a part of the exclusive yacht party or just be there.
Oh, yeah, man. I know. I'm with them twin production boys, man, and them boys throwing a big yacht party. I missed them ones last year, man, but this year, man, since I've been DJing that little space station, I thought I was spot on weekends, man. They got me included, man. Me and DJ Connect, man. And
okay.
I don't know, man. We'll keep you posted, man, on the details and stuff, man. I know it's supposed to be coming up either sometimes in May or June or sometimes, but I do know they're gonna have about two or three of them. So, man, I'm pretty sure that we'll get the word out through the airways, man. So just stay posted.
Hey,
oh,
so, yeah. Guess who called me today? Big with Twin Production. He called me today. He like, yeah, I want to see what y'all talking about on this show, and I'm ready to do some shit with y'all. I'll get this and told him to check it out and let's get it started.
Yeah, man. See, that's the only way it's gonna work, man. If we all just link up and man, we just try to collab, man, and don't nobody be on no selfish hidden agenda stuff, man. We can get this thing popping, man. Everybody can eat, man.
Okay.
That's what I be on, man. I don't be know what other people be on, but I be with shit like that where everybody can eat, man. So that's how we doing it now, man, for the 2010, man.
But
you know, if they gonna take the jobs from us, dog, we gotta create them. You know what I'm saying? That's what we've been doing for years.
Yeah.
We've been doing that for over 400 years. That's what we've been doing. So we're gonna eat. Everybody eat. I'm gonna make sure that Hot Talk Radio is blasted out throughout Florida, man. You know, the after hour joints in Atlanta, I love them. I've been to the dirty rat. I love that place. That was awesome. Where is the space station at? Oh yeah, that's more than industrial, man. You don't know nothing about it. Hey, that's two steps away from the trapeze. You need to learn that area since you say you was going to swing a little bit.
I'm not going to swing. I'm married now.
People who married? Who you think be in there?
Let me see if he swings. Baby, do you swing? Baby, do you swing?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Dad?
My cousin is a swinger. Hold it.
Daddy,
I mean, I get to get. Who is that? I
have
some.
Yeah, you have to excuse me, baby girl, man. I have to mute the phone for a second.
Cause you know, I can't be lecturing to hear me talk about swinging.
They can't hear you.
Hey, Beezy. What's up?
I got this statement I'm gonna read, and I want you to elaborate on it because you know I trust your judgment on things. No
okay.
Ordinary girl. Women are like the apples on trees. The best ones are at the top of the tree. The boys don't want to reach for the good ones because they're afraid of falling and getting hurt. Instead, they get the rotten apples from the ground that aren't as good but easy. So the apples at the top think something is wrong with them, when in reality, they're amazing. They are amazing. I've been drinking. They have to wait for the right guy to come along, the one who is brave enough to climb to the top of the tree. I have been considered one of the 10 prettiest and most phenomenal women in the world. Do you agree with that? Because that's sort of like our topic. Why the successful, wealthy women are single.
That was a great analogy. But then you got the dude who do climb the tree and still fall and then wonders if he needs to climb it again.
Oh, shit. Break it down, Pastor. Break it down.
So, you know, that's some even deeper stuff right there. You know what I'm saying? Because there's still plenty of apples in the middle, too. You ain't got to go all the way to the top to get you a good apple.
But that's
but they
why
up there.
I'm at the top. What you mean? Hold on, pimp.
You just said that you were taken, so, like, you've been picked. I ain't even talking to you. Once
what
again.
You know what?
You've been picked, bought, ate, and everything else. They're going to plant your apple core and grow a new sapling.
I've been put in the crust and I'm made into an apple pie. I want something.
There you go. There you go. There you go. But yeah, that's some deep stuff. But you know,
I'll tell you
stuff.
You,
go ahead.
So what you're saying is that's probably what's wrong with the successful wealthy woman. She's at the top and the guys are afraid of falling and getting hurt.
Some are.
Get the shit off the ground. That bullshit that I'm failing, you know, they've been abused from hitting the ground and it's rotten. And they just grab it off the ground because it didn't take no effort to get it. And there it is.
That happens. But like I said, you still got the one that climbed all the way up there and fell out. And looking at that tree like you want to chop it down.
So you mean, so you, what you're telling me is that guys hurt harder than women?
I think they hold it longer.
Wow. Yeah, Do you agree?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So you saying that women get over their hurt much faster than men?
Well, you got to understand that women are emotional creatures, and they thrive off emotion. Most of them. Not all of them. Most of them. But... like, yeah, they'll look to replace that faster than a man will, especially if it was that deep.
So I didn't know that men hold on to stuff longer than women.
We hold grudges. We might not like let you know because we're not gonna let you know all. You know, not like saying that you won't see a man be emotional, but like. He gonna hold on to you. Men hold grudges,
really?
Especially against women.
See, I didn't know that.
I got my feelings hurt in ninth grade, and I ain't been the same since.
Ninth grade, baby? That was like 40 years ago.
Call it what you want to. Don't judge me. I thought we was in the trust tree.
But ninth grade?
Hey, man, don't judge me.
You know, I want to know if I don't think I've broken anybody's heart. I don't, you know, if I did, I apologize.
Hey, you got married. You broke a lot of hearts.
You want me to get divorced to fix it?
Hey, you know, you ain't no grounds for all that yet.
No, he ain't let me go, I can tell. He ain't let me go. He happy. We got to figure this shit out. Easy?
Hey, man.
And I'm trying to figure out why Sean ain't brought her ass back. See, this is the kind of shit. I'm going to find her ass $5, $10. I'm going to find her. And you need to find her, too. Because this is her time to be on, and she ain't cooperating. She's somewhat drunk, and I ain't making her no T-shirt.
Oh, yeah, the T-shirt's hot. The T-shirt's real hot.
Is that who I hear talking?
Say what?
Don't you hear that? Listen. Shh.
I don't hear anything.
Don't you hear that? What did you hear? I know I was hearing something.
What do you hear?
I heard somebody talking, baby. Oh, I got another thing I want to read to you. It says, men and the problems they bring. Behind every bitch, there's a man that made her that way. Woman has man in it. Miss, Mrs. has Mr. in it. Female has male in it. She has he in it. No wonder men always want to be inside women. Men were born between the legs of a woman, and yet men spend their whole lives trying to get back between the legs of a woman. Why? Because there's no place like home. Okay, I get it. It all makes sense now. I never looked at it this way. Mental illness, menstrual cramps, mental breakdown, menopause, gynecologist. And when a woman has real problems, it's a hysterectomy. Ever notice how all of women's problems start with men?
Easy? Ooh. Well, women are the only one who have mental breakdown.
Men,
but I understand.
Mental breakdown. I mean, you know.
Sounds like y'all breaking down the English language to me.
What do you mean?
I mean what you want. James Brown said it best.
You see what I mean?
Tell me what he said.
It's a man's world.
But a man ain't what? But a man ain't what?
Hey.
He ain't nothing.
It ain't nothing without a woman or a girl. See, we make y'all. We push y'all out this pussy, and y'all steady be trying to get back in. Pussy is on serious. We're going to do a segment on how serious pussy is.
Pussy is the only thing in the world that's undefeated.
Because you know what? We can go without this. Especially if we ain't never had none. But y'all, something about y'all hormones tell y'all, I need some pussy. Even if y'all ain't never had none before, I need some pussy. But you've never had none, so I need some pussy. I need some pussy. I need some vaginal. I wouldn't want to be a man. But I bet
you wouldn't?
I wouldn't want to be no man. Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because pussy is like a lifeline to y'all. If we took pussy out of the face of Earth, the species would be over. Y'all would be dead. Especially some good pussy. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
See, somebody told me their mama taught them that, you know what I'm saying, every woman got a pussy. Don't get caught up, because every woman got a pussy. And if you fuck it long enough, you will come. But don't let it control you. But, you know what I'm saying, every woman uses her pussy different. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, she does.
Look at you right now. You know, how much pussy did you get this weekend?
Who?
You.
Oh, man. I don't kiss and tell, but it was a slow weekend for North Carolina.
It was a slow weekend. You with your girlfriend today.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was just trying to get some breakfast.
Ass up. I'm sorry, that's my text message. I'm sorry.
I was working this weekend.
Are you just sitting over there? You was not working for easy. When I talked to you, you was out. Baby, hand me this. Baby, do that. Baby, go get me some water. I'm like, hold on. What the fuck going on?
See, there you go again.
I can do nothing. I'm just being real. I'm just knowing that it's a whatever game is on, and that's what to be expected. And it's Sunday night, and I'm winding down. You know what I'm saying? But we made a commitment to go on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. So, hey.
There we go.
Here we are. We doing what we promised the people. Because I've been getting so many hits on this, you got married? You got married? You got married? Yes.
That's right.
Officiant,
you did.
Officiant Feezy. But you know what, Feezy? I told everybody to consider us their counselors so they can call in and talk to us because we don't want to know who they are. They can just talk. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we need them to call in. Anybody sitting out there want to talk to us tonight?
We got Dr. DJ Feezy, Dr. LL Cool T. It's all good, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. Because we've done what we're supposed to do as far as, you know, going on air. We're going to go on Tuesday at 9 o'clock, same time, same place. Easy, if you thought about Tuesday's topic yet, because when I called you up to sit out and discuss this shit, you was getting some pussy. And I know how it is when y'all getting pussy. Don't nothing else matter. Your job, you could be, somebody could be dying. Nothing else matter when y'all, you know, get some pussy. And it's okay, because I understand, because I have a pussy. And I realize the effect that my pussy has on people. You know what I'm saying?
I called you back, didn't I?
No. And then Swerve with his brows, too. I'm like, Swerve, where you at? Tell him where you at. No, hell. Where you at? I said, see, get your tongue up out of there and talk to me.
Maybe he didn't want to.
I see. Let's see, what time the game over with?
It's another game on now. They had four games on today. I need you to know this stuff.
Oh, we finna go out then.
Do you want to stay married?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna need you to know this stuff.
Oh. So you saying I'm neglecting my husband?
Not saying that you're neglecting him. You're in your honeymoon stage right now.
But I asked him, did he want to watch Gammy? He's like, I want to watch you.
It's all new to him right now.
Wait a minute, hold
on. He's supposed to tell you that.
Let me tell you something about Lady Libra, baby. I constantly reinvent myself. Don't nothing about me get old.
Well, talk to us about that. How does one do that? How does one reinvent herself? Yeah. Talk to him.
Ask Pooh J, because he do it all the time.
I'm asking Lady Libra.
I don't get comfortable. There's no such thing as comfortable when you're in a relationship. How the fuck you gonna get comfortable and complacent? No.
Well, what are some of the things that you have to do?
Oh, watch not be comfortable. Take her off mute. I ain't taking you out shit. You know I've been talking and holding conversations and trapping and shit while we've been holding, listening to you. Made transactions and shit. I could send the police over there. Kind of heard it all over there. Sean, you want me to take off mute? DJ Feeds, this all on you. I do whatever you say, do.
Take all off mute.
You know what? You a sucker. Sucker bust the whole trust. You be trusting them hoes too much.
I am a late D sweetheart at all times. I was conducting business concerning my time. Look, them back in the days. Now I don't do all that no more. I'm a good girl. I'm an honest house.
And all your hoes is honest.
And all my hoes is honest. I really love y'all. Y'all like getting out of hand. Getting out of hand. Getting out of hand is not the word for you guys right now. Hello, everyone, and Hot Talk Land. Miss Carla is back.
Well,
hello.
It's Selective and Seductive Sunday here at Hot Talk Radio. And we have DJ CZ. We have Sean. And we have Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker. With our significant other, JZ. Oh, hold on, baby. I'm sorry. Is it JC? No, it's JB. I'm sorry. Y'all skill, man. I knew it did.
You still like this man's name. I got an issue with it.
Hit my baby. It ain't good enough.
He said, as long as the neighbors know his name, he don't care.
Oh, shit. That's what I'm talking about. That's why this shit is Hot Talk Radio. And anything motherfucking goes. Anything
wow.
Goes. Guess what? I found out how to connect. I put the show on the Hot Talk Radio name page. So for those of you all who really don't like to be connecting and doing a bunch of searching, just go to the Ning page, hotsoutradio.ning.com, and then you can select the blog talk, and it'll bring you right here to the site. I was like, wow, if I play with it long enough, I'm going to learn a lot of things about it. Oh, I meant the computer, not my pussy. Excuse me.
Well, I thought you was actually talking about your new husband, but excuse me. That was new to you, you know what I'm saying? But that's what she said. Oh, hey man.
Easy.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna shut up.
I'm gonna straighten all the curls out. I'm gonna straighten that. I'm gonna straighten all the motherfuckers out. I promise you. With a straightening comb, they gonna call you Slippery.
Wow. It's time
for another
drink.
How much you done had? Yeah, my husband don't drink. He's a good old boy. I call me.
Really?
I wish you
nigga, trust me. After a month of you, he's going to be a full-fledged alcoholic.
He will.
I'm a
if you don't now, you will.
You will.
I can't believe y'all talking about me like that.
Y'all
don't love me. Because if y'all love me, when the hell y'all were talking about me like that?
Hey.
If he can't love you and accept you for the truth, you don't need him. Leave his ass with his ass. We ain't taking no drama. And the hard out here full of pimp.
Those of you all that didn't get a chance to see the Hot Talk Radio promotional t-shirts, do know that we have some for the listeners to order. You can customize it and make it fit your personality. I was on the bomb, and we won't be giving y'all now one with our pictures on it. You know, it's like, oh, we look good. But, somebody late, but you know what? I'm going to go ahead and let his ass on. And cuss his ass out, Sean. Cause he's going to be, he be trying to be nice to people. But cuss him out because he's 7 minutes late. Now, 9 minutes late. Find his ass, Sean. Find his ass. $5.
$5. Nigga, you better come in here. You'll be fried fish tomorrow, nigga.
Get it, Sean. Get it.
Who is this? Hot Talk Radio. Sean speaking. How may I help you?
Paula, I'm being up now. Polo. Polo retarded. Polo. Oh, I'm the one retarded. He muted. I'm sorry.
Oh, see?
Polo.
Yeah, I'm finally unmuted now, huh?
Fuck you, Polo. Fuck you. I don't go with you.
She did it like that last week, bro. I'm starting to think she's doing it on purpose.
Yeah, she always put me on mute.
I'm gonna put you on mute. Oh, I'm married. Excuse me. I can't sit on your face now. I'm gonna put you on mute with your pussy. But my husband's in here, so I can't put my pussy on your face. I had to wait till I get the voice number, sit on your face, and put your ass on mute. Oh, yeah. He said he swing.
Who swing? Great, out of the way. You ain't even got to wait.
My husband say he swing. We going to try to for him.
I was.
He swing? Me, Fat Polo, my husband.
Oh.
We're going to go to the
Chinese. Wow. Y'all have really stopped me. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Listen, Sean, listen. They say you got to put on a towel. And you got to put on a towel. And then you got to walk around that towel. And then you tell people no if you don't want none. But if you want some, you gone with it. I'm talking about I'm going up in there with my shades on. I might even wear a Jason mask. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
How the fuck did Bra gonna call me in the middle of the show? What the fuck is gonna talk about while I'm doing the show?
Well, you need to tell her why she's calling.
Hello? Doing the show and you should know that by now.
Tell her we need some black hot talk radio shit.
You
want
to talk? You need to call the show because I ain't finna hold on phone conversation because I'm right now in the middle of going off on Polo because he's late for calling.
Whatever.
So if you want to talk, you can call me and I'll put you on the switchboard. Other than that, you got to hit me at the limb and I'll probably be my husband by then. You know I got family last Thursday.
She got 50 husbands.
I got 50 hugs. Don't you say that. He's seen her listen. What is you talking on? Are you drinking? What's wrong with you? You need to get your sinuses took out. You don't even need no nose if you got a sound like that. I ain't giving you none of my pills. How you going to be taking my pills? You got me acting up on high top radio. Let me get
hey, you need to quit having this conversation to get back on this radio. We ain't trying to hear that.
You hear Paul go off and beat his ass because he already late. $5, nigga. $5.
Well, yeah, check this out, man. We're going to put Hot Talk Radio in my homeboy magazine or whatever. So we're going to blast that out because he's going to drop his mixtape. So look out for that. I want the designs and all that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to sell T-shirts and all that. So. You need to get on that.
Did you
got that Lady Libra.
You can't see me in fat shirt.
Yeah, I seen it. You didn't make a black one.
You want a black one?
I said the same thing.
Hold on.
I said the same thing, brother.
Oh, now, hell no, y'all motherfuckers gonna be uniform. How the fuck?
No, listen.
Black T-shirt with my face.
No, I ain't talking about all that. I was just talking about you on the front. I ain't talking about putting you on the front. I'm talking about putting the microphone on the front. And then on the back, you have your name and your picture. That's what I'm talking about.
Why you want my name and my picture on the back of your shirt?
I don't want your picture. My picture.
Now, nigga, I'm putting my puss on your back.
Oh, my goodness.
And let me put my dick on your forehead.
My homie, nigga.
Hey, put your nuts on her chin, and then you know what that means.
Do
you call those chin nuts? Hell no. I mean, you got a dick in your mouth.
You know what? Your ass is in trouble. I'm talking about you in so much trouble. Paul, I done wrote you up 10 times.
That's good. That means I'm doing something good.
This nigga gonna meet a y'all before I die out.
Look, check this. I'm gonna talk to my homeboy because he promote Utopia on Friday. I'm see if we can broadcast from there or whatever. And like I got a list, so everybody on my list. Listen, everybody on my list will get in free all night. So you know what I'm saying? Y'all come out or whatever, and you know we can broadcast live from the club and all that.
No matter one person on your list, it don't matter.
You say what?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I love you.
We need to quit drinking over there, man.
I am not drinking. I'm drunk. I'm thirsty.
That's a shame.
And my husband don't even drink. You know what I'm saying? That fucked up. You know what I'm saying? He don't drink. He'll do that. I had a black man. He got him ran out the room.
Cool.
You done ran them out of the room, huh?
Because, you know, I had time
to go to
the playroom.
Yeah.
We will be celebrating the divorce soon.
Don't be saying you're going to celebrate no damn divorce. Hold on, I think I know that person. Let me try calling him.
What's the subject tonight? We finishing up from last time?
Yeah,
because
y'all didn't act right. And you know, y'all callers didn't wait to call to now. Like they always.
What do you mean?
Huh?
You crazy.
Oh, that P. We finna find out why she said that the single woman. I read the skit on why the single woman with money is single. Hold on. Let me get my thoughts together. Baby, what's the topic here? Baby, say something, please. I'm drunk.
Why the single wealthy women.
Hey, talking to you.
Who are you talking to? You need to make your mind up.
It's all take over here, ass nigga here. I always so much fun to take on Polo. Polo the one. Where you at, Polo?
I'm right here. Why he talking shit, man?
You going to the trapeze or what?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to go with a bathrobe on. Nothing on up on it.
Everybody, look, we're going to get Jason Mass, right? So that way, when we tell them we was there with Jason Mass, they'd be like, I saw them there that night. See how we them motherfuckers? You know what I'm saying? We're going to wear Jason Mass and a roll. And you know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My husband, he a swinger. I ain't even know that.
Yeah, so, what?
Yeah.
He a swinger?
That what he said? I asked him, and he was like, yeah. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. This shit done got heavy. Uh-oh, I want to say something. Oh, shit.
Who want to say something?
Caller 552, speak your piece. You on the line, speak your mind. Yeah, they gonna go, they got scared. Y'all scared, though. Why y'all do
you
that?
Scared them, but we ain't did nothing.
How the fuck I scared somebody that ain't even saying nothing?
Because you drunk already.
Nigga, I stay drunk. Since when have you ever done that Libra to be sober? What's gonna be so close? Polo, where you at?
At the cradle.
He drinking something.
Girl, you know what he's
wow.
Drinking? He drinking on some of that. Oh, that sugar on his tongue. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I gotta take a break because I gotta tend to my hood, so hold on.
The affiliates, the affiliates, the affiliates.
All right.
Let's play, Goose. I did what I had the other day. Giving up what I see last night with you. Swap it out.
I work you, truck your muscles, ma. Let me be your trainer, shout it. Gucci Mazarena, hater, I'm your lady favorite artist. Smash her in the laundry room, crush her in the game room. From the den to the studio, she a damn fool. Freaky girl, I'm digging you. Is you horny like I'm horny?
If you want me, just tell me what to do.
When I was not tired, lady, we can go for hours crazy. Bedroom to the shower, maybe make you sleep just like a baby. You switch positions, switching rooms. Walking, switching, got her in my mansion. Walking in the new. I'm the one she gets you to.
I like it in the shower.
and she a scout. In the guest room, with your legs up in the air, I'll give you more, more, more. I'll give you more, more, more.
Crazy Bell Gang Gucci cat. Yeah, me and her sex a lot. Wicked in the parking lot. She too hot, too hot to try. All around, everywhere. Sex her in my favorite chair. Over here, over there. Then I take her over there.
Just because I'm drunk don't mean I can't handle my business. It don't mean it. But all I got to do is tell ATL, I'm checking my Facebook, and people are sending me stuff saying, my profile says that I'm married. They said, bitch, I love that shirt. I had to have one. I done told y'all, you want one of them Hot Top Radio shirts customized with your picture on it that I listen to Hot Top Radio? Because it's the motherfucking hottest shit going right now. Then you need to hit me at hottopradio@gmail.com. Let me know. Leave me some type of contact information, and I'll contact you. You know what I'm saying? Because I want you wearing this motherfucking shirt. So that way, when you see the billboards go up with this shit on it, you won't be surprised. Because don't think this shit stops here. I go from this shit, and then we'll see y'all on TV. Okay? Catch us in London, Paris. You know what I'm saying? We're not stopping here. Hot Top Radio forever. Okay? That's why it's called Hot Top. Because what you hear is what you fucking get. There is no script. This is a reality radio talk show. We make this shit up as we dome and everything. I know some of y'all think doming is giving head. Hey, call it what you want to. We are giving y'all head motherfucking game. In the motherfucking really form ever. So, you want a t-shirt? Inbox me. I'm checking the Facebook, all these messages. I appreciate them. Yeah, it says I'm married because officiant Feezy married me. Now, the thing about it is, Feezy is not ordained, so it's not official. But it's official as long as I say it's motherfucking official. You don't like it? Come do something about it. And I promise you, you can't. I'm finna bring the rest of them on the line so we can finish winding down this motherfucking night. We understand that the game is on, but we had a commitment. We told y'all we was coming on Sunday nights at 9, Tuesday night at 9, and Thursday night at 9. And anything else, we will be announcing. It's to be announced. So we're gonna speak to what we promised. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Joe Hightower, JD, Black Clark Kent. Shout out to Patrice Fett. Shout out, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that represents Kanye Black, Twin Productions. Shout out to all of them. Find us on Facebook. Find us everywhere because we're not going anywhere. It's Hot Top Radio, and I'm bringing them back on. Hold on, now if you're gonna be DJing and shit, I'm gonna mute your ass again. I ain't with this.
What you say?
Who trying to check me?
Mute me again and see what happens.
Oh shit.
Who gonna check me, boo? Who gonna check me?
Who gonna say something? I've been muted something. My hummus is right here. And my hummus is like really built. And he like got all these big muscles and stuff. And he like really fire. And then he look like Tyrese. And he chocolate like I like him. Well, let me find my chocolate phone. I can dedicate this to my husband. Y'all better quit fucking with me because I will hurt y'all tonight. But who was it telling me I'd mute you again so I can mute your ass?
I said that.
Paul, I'm going to beat the shit out of you when I see you. As soon as I get out of work tomorrow, I'm coming over there.
See what happens.
I'm going to sit on your face. Don't tell my husband.
What's up? You what?
She going to sit on your face. Don't tell her. I'm going to repeat that for you. Maybe be in here.
So Polo say his favorite position is one on his dick and one on his motherfucking thumb. Oh, that
damn
shit turned me on. And I don't even want to be in the room with another naked female. But as long as I'm on the tongue, that way I ain't got to see that hole in the back.
You guys are too wild tonight.
Huh? committed relationship, and the fact that we've been drinking doesn't matter. It ain't got nothing to do with it.
What? Let me say it again now.
We want to know, why is it that the single, wait a minute, hold on. Why is it that the independent, wealthy woman is single, and why does wealth, success, and power drive men away from monogamy and committed relationship? Now my husband, Hold on. He had something to prove last Thursday when the subject was presented to him. He said that he wasn't running from the successful wealthy woman, and the fact that he had money, success, and power, he could have a committed relationship. So DJ Feezy, who's the officiant, who's on the line, married me last Thursday.
Okay.
We're going to prove a point, you know what I'm saying? But I want to know, why you think that the wealthy, successful woman is single, and why these niggas, when they get money, feel like they need a bitch for every dollar?
Well, one thing, you know, it's
Now they want to run you and tell you, go here, go there. But see, a bitch, they got her own money. You can't tell me do nothing. I'm going to do what I'm going to do because I'm grown. Not because a nigga tell me, oh, yeah, he go, you $2-3 so you can run over here or whatever. It don't work that way. You would be going that broke and ain't got no money. They depend on a nigga money, so a nigga say sit down like a little dog or stand up or go do this, go do that. They're going to accept whatever because they ain't got their own. But when you getting money, you ain't got to wait on that.
Who's in the background? Hold on.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, we understand.
But basically, what you're saying is the control issue.
Yeah, it's always got to be a control issue. It's always been a
so
control
basically,
issue.
Because a bitch got her own, you can't tell me to go drink some water and, you know,
cause
I ain't got to sit down, like you say. I ain't got to shut the fuck up.
Exactly, because you don't need it. And I'm trying, you depend on him. He can cut that supply off, then you got nothing.
So you basically got to kiss his ass and dance his tune.
Exactly.
But a bitch with money can say, I ain't got to dance your tune, because bitch, I paid all these bills, and you can get
exactly.
the fuck on. As a
exactly.
matter of fact, I want you to get the fuck on, because you done tried me.
Exactly.
Okay. So the nigga with the money, they're like, now why he gotta have 18 bitches for every dollar?
Because they got when they got money, they gotta look like they holding up this image that they got going on as the man. So to keep up with the Joneses or the Beat, Big Dan on the other side of town, they gotta keep the little image up that they got going on. But they feel like the more women that they deal with, the better their image. But it really says a lot about you.
What does it say about them?
That something is wrong with your self-esteem. If you need all these women to make you feel like you're the man. If you're the man, you don't need all them women. Because your woman, you know what I'm saying, is always a strong woman that's ever had a man with money. Because 9 times out of 10, she has to get wealth. Well, yeah. Believe that.
She has to do what now?
Every time a man, most of the time, like men that got money, there was always a woman that was right there grinding with him before he became into the person that he was. Or supporting him in the way he was doing.
It's a man's world, but it can't do shit without a woman or a girl.
Pretty much.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes and then sometimes not. Put it like that. I ain't going to say that because every man don't need it. If you got a man that got his mind made up, he going anyway. But sometimes in some
exactly.
instances, you do have a woman that stand behind her man to say, okay, we broke now, but nigga, we finna get damn, you know what I mean? We finna get it. And if she down with him, she going to hustle with him and grind with him until they get the way they trying to get to.
Okay, so how do you feel about the woman that stays down, but when he get it, he got on anyway? Well, he think it's something dead on the other side of the town.
It's kind of crazy. But one thing about that, let me tell you something. If that woman was a grinder, always a grinder. Once a grinder, always a grinder. So no matter who she with, she going to get it anyway. But by the time he realized that the grass is not green on the other side, come back. But by that time, she gone.
Yeah.
Outing. Ain't no turning back. Once you don't have your chance, you don't have your chance. And that's what we got to wise up to and say, look, I've been down with you, but now you're going to leave and go over here. Now what? Let's say who says the bitch. You remember the movie, Why Did I Get Married?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? You're 80 for the 20. And by the time he figured out that 20 was what he really wanted, when he went back, she was what? Standing stronger than ever. That's all I gotta say.
Damn.
You make us strong, you'll make us weak.
Dang.
Strong woman gonna still stand regardless of what.
I said we
make her
one of the hosts.
I'm loving it. I love the feedback.
Yeah, I we need to keep on line. They're gonna
What's your name, baby? Because we're gonna name you Doctor such and such. This doctor and Doctor Shaw.
You got your degree tonight.
Doctor Paul on the point. Doctor Cheesy from the frat house in Jacksonville, Florida. And what's your name? Because you got a doctorate tonight.
Well, I'm Princess.
Doctor Prince, they don't even match. Doctor Damn Princess.
love it.
Yeah.
We got Dr. Princess in the house, y'all, ATL. And she just brought the knowledge. Take heed to what she just said, because she said it better than Lady Libra could have ever done it. Because I'm drunk, and I can't figure this shit out right now. I know I'm married to J.A. I mean, hold on, let me figure it out.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to get my husband married, right? Y'all going to respect me. I mean,
you get that man's name right.
Where is that baby then? How about that? Baby B.
If he like it, I love it. If he like it, hey. But ain't too many men who have that too long. Man, what is a divorce? When we celebrating the divorce? Y'all remember that?
Hold on, pimp. Who said I want to get a divorce? You ain't seen what he looked like in person. Y'all done seen the pictures. Look him up on Facebook. M-A-I-N-E. Brown. B-R-O-W-N. He look like Tyrese, but just more cut. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think I want a divorce. I'm enjoying this shit here a little bit too much. Yeah, Lady Libra in the motherfucking house. Our marriage.
Wow.
I've been single for 9. I'm finna do this time to start this shit all over again.
Wow.
Yes.
Anything is bound to happen on Hot Talk Radio. That's all.
Yeah,
because
he told me he was real fertile. He told me I probably was already pregnant just from him touching me.
Oh. What?
Yes.
Well, he had to himself. Please.
How this shit gonna turn out? Lady Libra has a baby, and everybody knows Lady Libra don't get big for nobody. I'm inviting the whole Atlanta land to the baby shower.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you got to tell her what you have.
I don't know. Yeah, they got pregnant 15 minutes ago when he gave me a hug.
Well, damn.
Yeah, I look here, girl. He don't drink. He don't smoke. He look good and he fine.
Oh, so he got some strong genes, huh?
Exactly. He's right. He probably pregnant now. He probably already pregnant. Like, damn. And he seen her just laugh because he's waiting on me to go in labor any minute now.
Wow.
Hey, hold on.
High
Tide Radio keeps it real. The first black, mature, and young reality radio internet talk show ever in life. The first of its kind, baby. Often imitated, but never duplicated. And that's for those that sit around and try to figure out what we got going on and try to copy. But, hey, you know what? If they ain't trying to copy, that means we doing something wrong. Sean, don't get quiet. You scared.
Scared of what? What I'm scared.
I thought you had got scared. Because I was going to call you.
Scared
of nothing. Like to go do a drive-by.
Scared of nothing. Yeah,
I got the princess on the line tonight, and she just brought it. Hey, princess, I got
this
text message that was sent to me, right?
Uh-huh.
I read it earlier, but I want to
read
it to you since you've been enlightening us on some of this deep shit, because I thought we were going to fuck with that round. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We fucked with you the short way. How about that?
Okay.
Not the long, but the short way. The text message says, women are like apples on trees, the best ones are at the top of the tree. The boys don't want to reach for the good ones because they are afraid of falling and getting hurt. Instead, they get the rotten ones from the ground that aren't as good, but easy. So the apples at the top think that something is wrong with them. In reality, they are amazing. They have to wait till the right guy to come along, the one who is brave enough climb to the top of the tree. I've been considered one of the 10 most prettiest and most phenomenal women in the world. That's what was sent to me. Did that pretty much sum up what you were saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it do. Because a lot of them are intimidated by women that have money or that can match what they got.
Instead but that one that was with Stella in her group, and he wasn't scared.
No, he wasn't scared. Because you know, a lot of the young ones, they got heart.
Oh,
yeah.
I
said
that same thing.
They got heart. I like this. This is a challenge right here. So they gonna step up to the challenge. Yeah. They young.
They be old too.
Yeah, so if they young and they don't, you know what I'm saying, they don't really just measure up, it ain't not their ego down. It feel like, okay, I got this, and she older than I am, or she, you know what I mean? I'm a young nigga. Hey, I'm messing with blah, blah, blah. So it really boosts their ego versus knocking it down. You know what I'm saying? Because for them to even have the opportunity to mess with a person that's older or wiser, can have money, that can take care of them, that can show them, it boosts their ego up a lot. So I think that's what a lot of come down to when it boils down to who got money, who don't got money, and, you know.
What the fuck
is
I'm going to ask you a real question, but then another real question then.
Hold
on. Do you really think it's all about money? Because, you know, that would be the next question. Is it all about the money?
Is it all about the money?
Mm-hmm. Reality. Reality. This is reality. You don't think so?
In some way, in some instances, yes, in some instances not. Because, like, say, for instance, I don't know. You know how men always say, oh, I want men, they got a job. They got a good job. And work, going to cook, going to clean for me, and going to, you know, do this, do that. And then when they get it, it's like, what the fuck wrong with her? Like, something be wrong with you or something. But ain't this what you say you wanted? You wanted a girl that's going to cook, going to clean, going to meet you halfway. But she meet you halfway. Actually, she mean you overhead. She like 90% of what you thought you really wanted, but it's like it's too much for you to handle. Now that it's right here in your face and you got it, you're like, it's scared them off. Like, something gotta be wrong with her. Like, they expect you to, something got to be wrong with you. And if something's not wrong, then something, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, if there's no flaws that you have that they can visibly see, or for something to argue about, something got to be wrong with you. But
yeah,
when they got somebody that ain't working, or when they got a lazy chick, or somebody that can't cook, then it's, I want this, and why you can't do this, and why you can't do that, and why you can't. But when they got it, they don't appreciate when they got it. And then when they realize
that. I think a lot of times reality sets in. Do you not think it sets in? Because I mean, every woman that works who can do all that, she can't do all that. It's impossible. It's not all in the days of work to be able to, I'm going to cater to you, plus I'm going to be able to, you know, I'm going to make sure you ate, fed, cooked, clean, and everything else. That, I mean, reality sets in. That doesn't happen. It's hard for a woman to do it, especially if you got some beef about yourself. Because your day still doesn't end. Your day's not over. You know.
It all depends on what they do, too. Because, say, for instance, because it's possible. Say, for instance, you go to work from, 7 to 3 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? And you come home. You got time enough to cook you a meal or whatever. It all depends on what his schedule is to where y'all are meeting. You feel what I'm saying? And say, for instance, you got a job 8 to 5, 9 to 5. By the time you get through done with your dinner, y'all gonna meet up. You and me don't cook, clean, or whatever. It just all depends on what are y'all doing and the schedule that y'all have. That's where y'all gonna meet at. But it is possible in some cases. But what men don't know how to do, they don't know how to compromise.
it's either they way or no way.
But is it a compromise? Is it a compromise? I mean, my thing is, what makes me so upset with a lot of women is, when are we going to start compromise? You know what I'm saying? I don't mind compromising for the better of the relationship, but at the end of the day, why are we compromising? Well, man, let me tell you how men work. You either going to go right or you're going to get left. It's simple with them. Men are very simple. You either going to get right or get left. They let you know. They don't sugarcoat it. That's how they roll. And with a lot of times, what happens with women, us as women, we get so, well, I don't want him to leave me. He already out. Honestly, I feel like if a man can tell you that he already out. A man should want to be there with you. That's my thing. A man got to want to be there. You can't make a man be there. A lot of women do.
No.
A lot of women really feel like they can. They can make a man be there. A man can't be there if he don't want to be there.
See, that's why they got to be boss like me. You got to be a boss with it when it comes down to men, because guess what? Either they want it or they don't. I don't care if you got the money or you don't got it. They're going to like you or they don't like you, no matter what. It all of them got an M.O., you know what I'm saying? And I feel like this.
Yep.
What's the MO stand
for?
A motor.
Oh.
Like an agenda, yeah. And the thing is, me, personally, I feel like I just step in your shoes for a minute. So I'm going to step on the other side where the men is. And I'm going to be just like you. So when you see it coming back at you, don't get mad. Respect it. Because the same way that you're trying to do me, now I'm going to do it to you. So, but then they don't see us as them. When we get involved and we play us, 10th inch, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
They want to say, oh, she's a hoe or she a free. Okay. Now define that when it comes down to that. But if I give it to you for free, I'm the same thing. So what do you want me to be? You want me to accept whatever you throw in my way, but when I try to, I'm going to do it in a respectful way. I'm going to play you so I can't play you no more. And then I'm gone. So who's right and who's wrong? It is what it is.
Yeah.
I can't do it. But a man, they're going to be there if they want to be there. And if they don't, they don't. So why pick up the phone and call his 24/7 all day, every day? No, ma'am. I'm not going to do it. I pick up and call you, hey, baby, what's happening? Where you at? Maybe once or twice, then because I may care for you, got some feelings for you. But to call you every 5 minutes on the clock will not do. So figure out, where you at? When you coming home? Negative. I'm going to eat. I'm going to cook, clean, like I regularly do. Either you're going to come in at your time when you get off, or you ain't. Because guess what? I'm going to keep continuing on doing what I'm doing. Because by the time he going to start thinking, I'm like, what the hell wrong with her? Why she didn't call me? She must have somebody in the house. Then he going to start trying to rush home to see what the fuck going on because he don't know. Now he confused. Y'all confusing sometimes. Stop giving their way. Then they ego up. No. And you'll be doing that, but doing you. Doing the regular you. Cooking and cleaning what a woman's supposed to do. Get in your bed and lay down and go to sleep. When you come in, you in the bed, you sleep. He think there might be somebody else there. Now he said,
yeah, you don't know me. Somebody else didn't put me to damn sleep. I'm not going to put me. Because you know what? I'm a zero tolerance faculty. You know, I don't have time. I'm not going to play with you. You're not going to play with me. You know what you want. You know what you want to do. At the end of the day, we either going to do it or we're not. You know? I have zero problems for BS, you know, so I'm not going to play with you. We ain't even got to go that far. All right, what's the job? I like that. And then a lot of women need to be like that, too, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, you can say what you got to say, but I'm going to tell you how this really goes. Now, this is how this thing works. I don't like you like that. See, and women have a hard time being honest because we want somebody. You want somebody to be there so bad that you're scared to be honest. But the man, he done tell you, nah, baby, we just kicking it. But you get your feelings hurt when he tell you that. Oh, nah, baby, we just kicking.
Oh,
You did my friend. You did my friend. And see, with that right there, that...
Go ahead.
With that right there, open up the door for you to do whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It ain't so much It's not so much that you hoeing or whatever you want to say about that, but, I mean, it's about you being honest with yourself, you know. And see, with men don't understand, women ain't got to lay down with everybody to do their thing, you know.
Exactly.
Every man looking for whatever you ain't got. Whatever you ain't doing at home, a woman going to go find that man, they going to do it.
Yeah.
It's simple. It's simple. But I'm glad you called. I mean, the question was, I asked you that doesn't always have to do with money or whatever. Because, I mean, my thing is, with women, my mom always told me never let a man know how much you got in your bank account. Reason why.
Right.
Reason number one. If he there, he there. If a man wants to be there, he's going to stay there. If a man wants to step up his game, he's going to do that anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A man is a survivor. He a nurturer. See, that's the difference. I don't deal with boys. I deal with men. You understand? The game business change. The game business change. I don't have time for little boys. I don't do little boys. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying you're a little boy because you're 21, 25. I date you, too. But you're going to come to me with some grown man shit. You know, I'm not going to raise you. I didn't lactate when I had my daughter. So, guess what? I don't have no milk coming out my teeth. If you're looking for the milk coming out of teeth, I'm the wrong chick. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't feel this all about the merch.
Sean, for your ass. I mean, damn, Dr. Sean.
I don't feel this all about the merch.
I mean, my thing is, you know what I'm saying? Because there are leeches out there. You know what I'm saying? There are leeches.
Because
they
you know what? They're not leeches. You know what they are? They are mama boys. Boys that mama have nurtured them for so long to where they feel like all women should. They I don't feel that they need you. That's all they know. If they mama give them this, give them that, give them this, give them that, give them this, give them that, give them this, they ain't never learned nothing else but to, hey, when you get an older woman, you deal with somebody that's got her own, now you feel like she should do the same because that's all you know. You understand what I'm saying? Like, they may be the baby boy or something, and the mama have always taken care of them, always did this, always do that. Every time they get in trouble, she bail them out. Every time something goes wrong, that's the show of the crown. Instead of giving them that tough love to say, hey, you want to know now, too, you got to use that of be a man. But if you depending on that woman all the time or your mama, that's what they feel like. They should be able to tell their girl, do this, do that, do this, do that. And a lot of women do because they are so lonely, are so afraid to be alone. So then they take up that stack and start saying, Here with this money. Here, take my keys to my car. Drop me off at work. Pick me up. All that.
And that was when you were 18 years old, baby. You drunk? What did you say? Well, I'm going to need you to call in the hotline. Because if you still give your keys and you pass the age of 30, baby, call the hotline. Mama needs to talk to you. That's not going to work. That's so unacceptable.
I'm just saying, I know. I have friends that have done that, and I have watched them do it. And me, personally, I'd be like, oh, no. Mm-mm. It couldn't be me because I'm not doing it. Sorry. I'm not a pastor. I'm a collector. I collect all money. That means they ain't giving out no money. I ain't no account. I ain't no bank account for no nigga. I'm not doing it. But I collect all day long.
Wow.
Pat?
Yeah. Free thought.
Dr. Pat?
Believe it. Please believe it.
Dr. Pat, do you hear me? Are you drunk too?
Man, I'm high.
Wow.
This that boy.
Did not get on.
I hear you.
You know what? I'm fine. I'm finding you, T, BCK. Damn. Swerve.
Everybody's going to be frying fish in the morning.
I'm fighting all
them
motherfucking asses.
Everybody, we fried fish in the morning.
We done replaced y'all with Dr. Princess. Dr. Princess, welcome, ex-Dr. Fat, who high.
Hi.
Hi.
And she high for real. She gang, girl. She belongs to him.
Polo sitting over there drunk.
Ain't nobody drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Polo.
What's up?
How the hell you get on live? I said I muted your ass. Hold on. I'm laying here enjoying this foot rub from my husband, and I thought I had muted Polo. Damn. Hell no.
I'm listening to what you're on live. Face it. Husband, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I don't want to hear. We got the kids. We don't want to hear. We got the kids.
Oh, yeah?
My husband over here massaging my feet. I'm feeling good. My alcohol in my system. Damn. Oh, I showed up.
Anybody else getting married on the radio? Just letting you know.
Huh?
I said, anybody else getting married on the radio station? Just letting you know. Please let me know. I have to prepare myself for these pollen grains.
I want some collard greens.
For what?
Some collard greens. I'm going to cook me some collard greens. My husband right here, he go over the road tomorrow. So they going to be...
That sounds like a job for your
husband.
Huh? That sounds like a job for your husband if you want collard greens. All right, everyone at Hot Talk Land. Professor, doctor, let us get your number. Lady Negro, I'm taking your number while we're off the air. It's almost that time, you guys. The log off. You want to say sign off the air, though, huh? We'd like to thank all our sponsors. Keep them, Lady Negro. Every day.
Hold on, I
got to
play
yeah.
This song. This for all them females that's about getting that paper.
Yeah. Polo checking out, man. I got some business now.
We call them five. I'm a five star. This a five star click. That's a 645. This that new M6. Pay a bill, get a half fix. Might even pay a rent. And the way she give it to me, best money I ever spent. Hey, I can't even lie.
Why?
I'm so super high. I do not need her when I keep her unless she is fly. Gucci man's a soul, baby. Your man is a scroll. Since she loves me now, she loves you now. Yeah, all my soul. And if you in a line of look up Gucci girl and beat. Find a five star hotel you can meet. Grade A shit. On the really walking, and this the remix. And I'm still lying, looking for a five star chick. When I catch her, I'ma bless her with a five star chick. She a natural born hustle, she ain't chasing no sucker. Only mess for real, and she ain't never make a buck. So your cars and your jewelry, that shit really don't excite. And all them hating bros in the club on fire. She was born in the eight, went to school in DC. Got a job in Dallas, Texas, and moved to Tennessee. If you ain't a five star, need to go ahead and face it. Fake Gucci, fake Louis, shout it, that'll make it bigger. It ain't a five star chick. 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 It ain't a five star chick.
I'm a five star pop, cause I ain't that other bitch. She be struggling for hers from the wound. I've been raped, ripped. I ain't gotta talk about the money in the shoot game. All you gotta do is Google Trina, see the poop. Cause ain't none of these doing. soldier no reflection. They cars get declined, now they suffering a depression. Damn. While I'm spending meals, signing all kind of deals. I'm a five-star bird, eating five-star meals. My whole lifestyle like coming to America. On my Louis love, you see my bag, how I carry her. Walking through the airport like I'm in a parade. On my hologram, I'm logging on the E-Trade. Fendi on my slippers and my cookies always slippery. I don't need help, I pay the bills on time. So I be yelling, don't wear the dildo sign. Fight, little mama, you a three-star. I ain't sleeping when I tell y'all I'm in my dream car. Oh, did I stutter? Have a juku hyphen. Barbie, I'm hot, I think it's kinda put the right then. I was in the chair, I was gluing my weaving. When you hit the stage, they was booing and leaving. Young money, red flag, no more auditions.